1941. The place is Plymouth Colony in the New World. A small but dedicated group of pilgrims had survived their first year having settled this new land. Thanks to the Indians and their own hard work, there was an abundance of food. The storehouses were filled for the winter ahead, and it was decided that a celebration should be held to show their thankfulness, and so plans were made for the first Thanksgiving. In the home of the fair Priscilla, preparations were well underway for this event. Priscilla is busy taking care of...
Well, I swear, I've cleaned up the house as best I can. If I see one more turkey feather, I think I'll shoot myself. What a waste of time. Thanksgiving. Good heavens, someone's at the door. Oh, it's John Alden.
John Alden, young intellectual, planner for the colony, articulate spokesman, and for this particular visit, a new romantic go-between role for young John.
Why, hello, John.
Ah, good morning, Miss Priscilla. You must look ravishing today.
Well, thank you, John.
I have noticed that your beauty is surpassed only by nature herself.
Good heavens, how you go on. Excuse me if I look...
The more I look at you, the better I think that you'd make someone a wonderful, wonderful wife in these colonies, because...
Good heavens, John, thank you. You know, I was thinking the same thing. For a minute, I thought you were Miles Standish. That soldier drives me up the wall. Comes in here, that lilac. Like Vegetel, waving that sword, knocked 3 ducks and 5 chairs over last week. Oh, listen, by the way, John.
Oh, yes, what is Miss Priscilla?
I've got the list here for the big party for the Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, yes, yes.
You did get the band. We decided, remember, at the committee meeting, we're going to have music this year. You said that you'd take care of the music.
Now, just a moment. I recall talking to the caterer about the refreshments and the extra turkeys and the punch, but I don't recall anything about any band.
Why, John, I specifically told you on a big oak tree we had to have music, and you says, I know some musicians down in Pennsylvania, and I'll take care of the whole thing.
I don't.
Outside the house, the military man finally arrived. It was Miles Standish, brave, heroic, number one military man in the colony, but when it came to affairs of the heart, a bit shy and backward, and indeed smitten by the fair Priscilla.
Oh, dear, I knew it couldn't last. You and I alone for a few minutes, and look who's the old iron bucket out there. Come in!
Well, good morning, Miss Priscilla. How are you doing, Alden?
Oh, my.
Oh, Standish.
Well, Miss Priscilla, I've got to say that I think you're just a vision of loveliness. You know, I'm working on this little place down in Virginia.
Here comes a...
Williamsburg.
Yeah, near the Williamsburg.
How'd you like it for Christmas?
Yes, well, wrap it up and give it to me.
All right, it's yours. Make a note of that.
Hey, by the way, if he kissed you once, would he kiss you twice? Here, have a cert. Pop it in your mouth. You've been out with those animals too long.
Well, all right, if you...
Good, you needed that. Hey, listen, we've been having a little trouble, John and I. We both thought that each of us was going to get the music for the Thanksgiving festival, and John's decided it was you who suggested you'd take care of the music. Now, have you got the band? We need the music.
Now, wait just a minute. Let me think back here. There's so many things on my mind. I'm a very busy man. I can't be bothered with trivia. Music for the,
That's right, music for the Thanksgiving feast. Now, John, it's either you or Miles Standish. Now, one of you decided to get the music.
No, I don't know.